Nitsa, hello. Nice to be with you. You're getting this year new dates, a festival in September, new venues, the Randwick Ritz in Sydney and the Cinema Nova in Melbourne, a new competition, $25,000 prize for the best Israeli film or documentary in the program this year, and only 16 films or documentaries. So it's small, it's tight, it's very carefully curated, and lots of variety in there for people to see.
I know there are some outstanding movies. Can you please tell us, we'll start with what you think are the must-see, the best.
Well, you must all come to opening night, because the big opening night film this year is Firebirds in English, or Tzipovei Chol in Hebrew. I guess, you know, it's really got the best of Israeli actors, the veterans of Israeli stage and screen.
Of course, Gila Almagor. She's amazing, Gila Almagor. To see her again at her age, unbelievable. And Odette Teomi, Dvorah Kedar, Miriam Zohar, Amnon Wolf, unbelievable.
They are all there on the one screen, and this is the film that was nominated for 10 Israeli Safir Awards last year. It's a terrific film. It's a mystery, funny, with surprising twists where the women win.
Oh, wow. What else?
And I've tried as much as possible to get... Last year it was all documentaries, and this year I think we've tried to get as many feature films as possible. So Tzipovei Chol is probably the most high-profile one, followed by the blockbuster Mr. Predictable, which is like a summer romantic comedy.
Commedia romantica.
It's about the guy who was always told by his father that he had to be a good guy, and he always did everything right in school, at work, in the army, and then suddenly he discovers that maybe his life isn't that good. He discovers a young girl, a young woman who's a great dog walker, loves walking dogs, and he starts to do everything that he shouldn't have ever done. So he does a complete flip on his life. So anyone who's thinking about making changes in their life, you've got to go see Mr. Predictable, because it turns out to be anything but predictable.
You also have one horror movie.
It's a horror movie, that's right. It's called Demon, and it's an Israeli-Polish co-production, so it's in Hebrew-Polish. It's set in Poland, and it's really a Dybbuk story. Interestingly enough, there's a backstory to it. The man who was the director, Marcin, the Polish director, at the Gdynia Film Festival last year in Poland, he was found hung in his bathroom. He committed suicide in his bathroom. And on further investigation, we found, when we looked into his backstory, that he'd actually been brought up, and his father had been an exorcist in Poland. He'd been exorcising the demons from houses and different places in Poland. So in a way, this is like so connected to his life story. But it's scary, but not too scary. Fabulous music set all around this wonderful wedding scene where the vodka never stops flowing and the music never stops playing. But in the end, Dybbuk is going to win.
Wow. And then there's also, I believe, there is an Israeli war drama.
There is. You know, it's called Everything is Broken Up. It's a war drama, but it's not, you know, guns and shooting up and all that. It's really what happens to a young soldier after he's been through his military service, and his company was attacked by Hamas. And like many young soldiers, they have to deal with the aftershocks. He almost retires into himself completely, and he assumes the spirit of his dead uncle, who had always wanted to be a rock musician. So in order to cope with... It sounds bizarre, I know. But in order to cope with the after effects of war, he turns into this rock musician, and he becomes a cult hero in the underground scene in Tel Aviv. So for people who love music and you're interested in those issues of war and what happens after war, this is a must. Sort of a rock war movie. I don't know, what do you call it?
Yeah, exactly. But you also have, you're bringing us lots of magnificent documentaries. I've seen the one about a Jewish family from Berlin in the 1920s, Cafe Nagler. Unbelievable.
of Cafe Nagla is a very special documentary, and there's a Sydney connection as well, which I'm sure you'll explore in later programs. I won't give it all away now, Nitsa, but it's a story between a granddaughter and a grandmother. The grandmother, Naomi, remembers the days when her family owned the Cafe Nagla in Berlin in the 1920s. And her granddaughter decides that she's going to take her grandmother's memories and go out and find all about Cafe Nagla. And she gets to Berlin and she interviews the historians and she talks to various people and she looks in the archives for evidence of Cafe Nagla wherever she can get. And she finds out that maybe the story that her grandmother had told her, or maybe her grandmother's memories, weren't quite as real as she'd remembered. Let's say make a mockumentary out of the documents that she does find, to bring back a sort of a fictionalized story of what it was like in Berlin in the 1920s.
We are talking to Richard Moore, the artistic director of the Israeli Film Festival, and you're listening to SBS Radio, broadcasting in Hebrew and in English around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. One movie that I've got to mention, it's a documentary movie, and I'm sure it is one of the real, real must-go movie. It is Keep Quiet, and it is the astonishing story of how someone discovered that he was Jewish, but his life turned completely upside down. Can you tell us about it?
That someone was a far-right politician from Hungary. His name was Szasznad Szegedi. I think I pronounced it properly. And he was one of the leaders of Jobbik. Hungary is a particularly troubling place, as we know. He was one of the leaders of Jobbik who are on the far right.
Very anti-Semitic.
Szasznad had espoused his anti-Semitic views. He denied the Holocaust, and suddenly, during the course of his life, when he's really at the top of his powers as one of these leaders, it's revealed that his mother wasn't actually Christian, but his mother had been to Auschwitz, but she had kept quiet, like everybody kept quiet, and she hadn't told her son that he was actually Jewish. So he discovers at the height of his powers that he's actually Jewish. And of course, well, you know, if you're a leader of the Jobbik Party, an anti-Semite, and you suddenly discover you're Jewish, what are you going to do? First of all, you're out of a job, and then you have no friends. The whole party turn against him, and he has to find a way to live his life. And it's sort of creepy in a way, because the only friend he can find is the lead rabbi. But there's always a question hanging over the documentary. Does this man really want to be a Jew, or is he only doing it just to cover up what he'd done, or is it all a pretend, or is it all a party trick? But it is fascinating.
It is a fascinating story. Yeah. And for more details, our listeners can go into the website,
and
www.israelifilmfestival.com.au, or if you just put Israeli Film Festival, you'll get into it. Just to remind our listeners that it opens in Sydney on the 15th of September. And as you said, it's a different venue this year. So it's in the Ritz Cinema in Randwick. And it's opening in Melbourne at Cinema Nova. It's always been at Cinema Nova, a day earlier, on the 14th of September. And you're all welcome. Richard Moore, the artistic director of the Israeli Film Festival, thank you very much.